All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Pesach, specifically the Halachos of the Seder. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is in Siman Tav Ayin Beis Sif Beis. Yisadir Shulchano Yafa. A person should set his table beautifully, Bekelim Noim, with beautiful utensils, Kefi Kocho, all in accordance with his means. V'yachin makom moshavo, sheyeshev be'seba derecheres. Now here the Shulchan Aruch says, and a person should prepare the place that they're going to sit. And remember, again, during the night of the Seder, we'll discuss this in greater depth, there's an obligation of heseba, to sit in a reclining fashion as a physical expression of one's freedom. Remember, the idea, the motif of the Lel HaSeder is that a person is obligated to see themselves as if they have left Egypt. Therefore, a person has to behaviorally act free. So a person should prepare their makom, their place where they're going to sit, beheseba, and as a manifestation of their freedom. So, of course, this kind of segues back to last night's discussion, where the Shulchan Aruch said, to whatever degree a person could prepare the as much as they can for the Seder, so that when they get home from shul, one has the ability to begin the Seder immediately in order that the children not fall asleep. Now the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting comment over here. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should make sure the table looks as beautiful as possible. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what's unique about this? It's actually in tomorrow's daf. Va'afal gav de'bechol hashana tov lema'it ba'bazeh mishum zecher l'chorban. There is a halacha that says that when setting one's table, one is not supposed to bring out all of their finery. There is always supposed to be something that is missing, a zecher l'chorban, as a remembrance ultimately to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That if God's home is in a state of disrepair, so then my home is also in a bit of a state of disrepair. Yet, again, there's one exception to this rule, Bilal Pesach, mitzvah laharbus, shezehu bichlal derech cheirus. The Mishnah Berurah is the one exception to this rule. The one night, for us in Chazar, it's the two nights that are exception to this rule is Leil Pesach. Whereas the rest of the year, a person has to leave off a little something from their table. In other words, don't put out all of your finest items. You hold back a little bit as a remembrance to the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And Leil HaSeder, part of our expression of being free, is not to hold back with our beautiful utensils, to decorate the table as beautifully as possible, as a manifestation of our newfound chirus. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, Rasulash Baruch Hu Zakol, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Here Balohem Torah Umitzoshinah, Madre Fitzman Sitko Yagdo Torah Vyadir.